Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. The Marshall Tucker Band, the great Marshall Tucker Band. Let me make sure I get that correct. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Take the Highway, by the way, if you're looking for that song. One of the best Southern boogie songs in the world. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Catherine Caputo, we call her Catherine the Great, is here, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 7 years, the president of Self Brand, the author of You Are a Brand, the author of Breakthrough Branding. You're starting to get the picture. Catherine, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about body language. You're talking about the way you present yourself, your countenance, your gestures, how you basically demonstrate to people that, you know, what you really think of yourself. And so if you're sitting in the chair, you know, like a little mouse, you know, when you should be standing up speaking, that tells people something, doesn't it?
Right, absolutely. It's very powerful to take charge. You know, you want to really engage your audience, whether you're doing a sales pitch or you're just trying to, you know, your employees, get them excited about a new project. It's very important to use body language to express yourself better.
Well, you know, and I said a minute ago, when you're in around a conference room, around a conference table, there's, you know, maybe 4 to 8 people around the table. I don't always stand up when I speak. I usually don't stand up, but sometimes I just feel like standing up. And if things are getting slow or people are nodding off or whatever, regardless of who's speaking. You know, there's nothing wrong with just pushing the chair back and standing up for a minute. Just say, hey, I'm going to stand up and stretch. Just say that. Say, I'm going to stand up and stretch a little bit. And then just move right into whatever you're going to say.
Right, right.
This is not
Catherine,
we need to make sure people understand. This is not about being aggressive. This is not about being, trying to be something that you're not. This is about just moving and being animated. What do you think?
And communicating well. You know, it's communicating effectively. And I think, you know, if you have your own business, you know, you need to be able to communicate well. You need to be able to sell well, you know, to investors, to customers. You need to be able to inspire your employees.
So is this more difficult for the ladies than it is for the guys, Catherine?
Well, it is, because in certain ways men have an advantage in terms of power poses, because just being tall is more powerful than being small, because, you know, we associate height, you know, with assertiveness and strength and power and leadership and things like that. So for women, it's important to, when you're giving a talk, to stand tall and also to lean into the audience, to use your arms to make expansive gestures.
But not too much. Not too much with the hands. Ladies, don't be flipping your hands all over the place. I forgive me, but Catherine, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes they just get too wild with the hands. And anything that turns into a mannerism is detracting.
Right, right. You want to lean in and have an expansive gesture at times to communicate power, to communicate an idea. But you don't want to be flailing your arms around, because that communicates low power, because it communicates nervousness and lack of confidence.
But what I want to tell the ladies, when you see guys gesture, they're gesturing with their whole arm, not just with their hands.
Right,
ladies tend to not move their arms as much, but they flip their hands around. That always just doesn't look powerful to me. It does not look like you're a command. So that's my observation.
Well, that's true, Jim, because it communicates nervousness. So you don't really want to do that. The other thing with women too is women tend to have a higher pitched voice, and lower voices communicate power. And that's why it's important for a woman to learn how to use your voice and have a lower range, but also not speak in a monotone. Have, you know, variety in your voice.
And try to find a register that you can project.
Right, Right.
Because sometimes when ladies try to project, their high pitch goes higher.
Exactly.
And they need to find a, and this, you know what, Catherine? This is going to take practice, isn't it?
It's going to take practice, but you can all do it. You know, everyone's phone has a recording device, so you can work on it and you can practice it. And I think, you know, a lot of women, I've had a lot of clients that I've worked with on that because it undercuts them. Either people can't hear them because they whisper.
Right. Right.
And again, when you speak too low, that connotes low power and lack of conviction in your, you know, your ideas.
And this is another reason, another good reason for ladies to stand up, because when you stand up, your diaphragm works better.
Right, right. Another gesture women tend to do is cross their arms in front of them.
Yeah.
And lean back a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that, again, is a low power move because it communicates defensiveness.
Yeah.
You know, I used to say to women when I speak to women's groups, you know, hey, when I read that research, you know, I used to do that gesture a lot, but I was just cold, you know. So
well, and get to the meeting early and make sure you don't wind up being wedged between two linebackers.
Right, right. Because then you're going to look like, you know, small. So
carve out your own space.
Yeah, you want to take the stage and you want to, you know, stand tall, move, and communicate with the audience. Make eye contact. Eye contact certainly is very, very important.
Right.
But use your voice. Smile in a genuine way. That's
right.
A very powerful, because that engages people.
And don't giggle.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Laughing is good. Giggling, not good, in my
opinion.
Right,
right.
All right.
Right. You want
hey, Catherine,
connect,
I need your website one more time, Catherine.
My website is selfbrand.com, S-E-L-F-B-R-A-N-D.com.
Selfbrand.com. Catherine Computer. Catherine the Great, come back again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having
me. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.